This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace, blessings, and mercy be upon you all. Welcome back to my page. In this latest series of videos, we'll be exploring the notion of God's love, what love is, how God expects us to show our love of Him, and how He, in turn, shows us His love in our daily lives. Let's get right into it. Have you ever wondered what exactly love is? Take a moment to think about it. It is not easy to define, is it? A poet once wrote that when the pen is put to paper and writes about love, it breaks in two. When we try to express our love, we find it very hard to find the right words. The expressions we use do not fully encompass what is burning deep inside our hearts. This may explain why we associate love with actions and not just words. We embrace each other, buy our loved ones gifts, and kiss our children. Love is truly a powerful, unique, and irresistible feeling. Many people love others because of what they have done for them. For example, people love their parents because of what they have done for them. They cared, nurtured, and provided for us. This leads to feelings of gratitude and love. From this, we can see that love certainly, in part, stems from a deep and profound feeling of gratitude. It is that feeling that makes us want to reciprocate and return the favor. We can also love someone not because they have done something for us, but rather because their very nature is such that it makes us love them. For example, we may love an inspirational historical figure. Although we may not be direct beneficiaries of something they did, their very qualities, such as bravery, generosity, and creativity, makes us love them. So what about God's love? Sadly, we know that in this life, you can love someone that has lost love for you, or never loved you in the first place, right? We call that unrequited love, and many a breakup ballad has been written about the phenomenon. This kind of unrequited or unreturned love can be extremely painful, but there is one love that is not like that at all, a love that is totally unique. That love is the love of God. God wants us to seek His love and gives it freely. One of God's names is the Most Loving. He is the source of all love. His love is greater than any worldly love we have ever experienced. This should instill in us a deep yearning for His love, as this is the greatest gift that anyone can ever receive. God's love is a source of eternal tranquility, peace, and eternal bliss in the hereafter. The Quran tells us in chapter 13, verse 28, that those who have faith's heart find peace in the remembrance of God. Truly, it is in the remembrance of God that hearts find peace. God's love for us transcends all others. According to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, God is more affectionate to his servants than a mother to her children. Think about the self-sacrificing and selfless unconditional love of a mother. Now just try to comprehend that God's love for us is even bigger than that. God is the epitome of love, and all you have to do to experience a peace in your heart that surpasses all understanding is have faith, for then your heart will find peace in the remembrance of God and His love for you. God's love is eternal, and He invites us all to accept it. But in order to fully embrace that love, and for that acceptance to be meaningful, it has to be reciprocal, right? Otherwise, it's unrequited love. So you have to love God in return, and loving Him means striving to follow the path to salvation that God has sent His prophets to show us. Love is expressed in actions. Someone who loves you will show you their love. A clear sign that you love God is that you make Him the only one that you worship. In Islam specifically, worship is a comprehensive term that refers to knowing God, loving God, obeying and submitting to Him, and singling out all actions for Him alone. It is both an active and a passive pursuit, making it a way of life, rather than any singular action. Anything good that we do can be an act of worship, whether that is praising God, being good to our parents and family, reflecting on, experiencing, or celebrating nature, giving charity, fasting, smiling at a stranger, searching for cures to known ailments, or even thinking good thoughts about God, or forgiving people their mistakes. All of these can be considered acts of worship if they are done for the sake or service of, or in remembrance or awareness of God. The Quran chapter 2 verses 163 to 165 tells us, "Your God is the one God. There is no God except Him. the Lord of mercy, the giver of mercy, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the alternation of the night and the day, in the ships that sail the seas with goods for people, in the water that God sends down from the sky to give life to the earth when it has become barren, scattering all kinds of creatures over it, in the changing of the winds and clouds that run their appointed courses between the sky and the earth. There are signs in all these for those who use their minds. Even so, there are some who choose to worship others beside God as rivals to Him, loving them with the love that is due to God. But the believers have a greater love for God. Knowing the vast extent of God's generosity and mercy will make us grateful servants. With gratitude comes love. And as we get closer to God, He also comes closer to us. You will feel the presence of His mercy and forgiveness and experience the reality of His love, because when you remember God, He remembers you. Thus, the servant loves his Lord and the Lord loves his servant. According to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, God the Most High said, I am as my servant expects I am. I am with him when he mentions me. If he mentions me to himself, I mention him to myself. And if he mentions me in an assembly, I mention him in an assembly greater than it. If he draws near to me a hand's length, I draw near to him an arm's length. When he comes to me walking, I will come to him running. In Islam, to live a life of worship of God also means that we accept that nothing whatsoever shares in God's creative power and ability, and that we affirm that his names and attributes are unique to him. All acts of worship are for and directed to him alone. All praise is for him, and he alone should be called upon when we need help. As it says in the Quran, chapter 1, verses 2-7, praise belongs to God, Lord of the worlds, the Lord of mercy, the giver of mercy, master of the day of judgment. It is you we worship. It is you we ask for help. Guide us to the straight path, the path of those you have blessed, those who incur no anger and who have not gone astray. God's names and attributes thus have no deficiency or flaw. He has no sons or daughters, and neither does he have a father or mother. He was never born, and he will never die. He is unique and nothing like his creation, or like anything we can imagine. He is transcendent and maximally perfect. As it says in the Quran, chapter 112, verses 1-4, say, He is God the One, God the Eternal. He begot no one, nor was he begotten. No one is comparable to him. So, how do we go about showing God our love? As we've established, the key is in living a life of worship and remembrance of God. The greatest sign of our love is in what we do, not in what we say. Loving God is not just a statement. It is proven and expressed in how we act and who we become. Worshipping God in mind, body, and spirit, as opposed to just in speech, is then the highest expression of our love for Him. And there are three main reasons that should compel us all to worship our Lord with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. We'll be further discussing these three main reasons in part 2 of this video series, which will be released shortly. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my viewers, as always, for your kind words and comments and your engagement with my content. If you have any questions about any of the content I've shared with you today, I look forward to connecting with you in the comment section. Alternatively, you're always welcome to send me a DM via my page. If you'd like to be one of the first to see part 2 of the series, make sure to subscribe to my page and to my YouTube channel and turn on the post notifications so that you can be alerted as soon as I publish the next video. Until next time, Jazakallah khair.